Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of December 2019. Bombay High Court has refused to stay a special court's proceedings to declare diamond businessman Mehul Choksi unaccused in the $2 billion Punjab National Bank fraud case, a fugitive economic offender. The Enforcement Directorate, which is probing the case, had earlier moved an application before a special court in Mumbai to declare Mehul Choksi a fugitive economic offender under provisions of the Fugitive Economic Offenders Act, 2018. Delhi High Court has refused to direct the AAP government to grant sanction for prosecution of former JNU Students Union President Kanhaiya Kumar in a sedition case. The court said that it cannot pass any direction in this regard and it is for the Delhi government to decide as per existing rules, policy, law and facts of that case on whether to grant approval for prosecution. Delhi High Court has sought the response of the centre on a plea against revelation of identity of the Hyderabad rape victim by certain media houses. The court issued notices to the centre, the governments of Telangana, Andhra Pradesh and Delhi as well as some media houses and social networking platforms on the petition. Supreme Court has granted bail to P. Chidambaram in the INX media money laundering case. The former union minister has spent 105 days in prison, mostly in Delhi's Tihar jail. However, the court said that Mr. Chidambaram cannot leave the country and has to present himself for questioning whenever required. Supreme Court has observed that the High Court should be loath to entertain the writ petitions questioning the seizure of goods. The court further noted that there is no reason why any other indulgence need be shown to the assessees who happen to be the owners of the seized goods. They must take recourse to the mechanism already provided for in the Act and the rules for release. Supreme Court has observed that for framing the charges under Section 228 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, a trial judge is not required to record detailed reasons. The court further noted that at the time of framing the charges only prima facie case is to be seen and that whether case is beyond reasonable doubt is not to be seen at this stage. Supreme Court has ruled that the High Court can exercise its power under Article 226 of Constitution of India if National Company Law Tribunal has passed an order pertaining to a matter falling under the realm of public law. The court held that wherever the corporate debtor has to exercise a right that falls outside the purview of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016, they cannot through the resolution professional and go before the tribunal for the enforcement of such a right. Allahabad High Court has rejected the bail application of an accused in last year's violence in Bulandshahr, where a mob shot dead a police inspector. While dismissing accused Lokendra's bail plea, the court observed that the incident shows that the authority of the state itself was challenged in the deceased, a police officer, mercilessly killed. Delhi High Court has red flagged the misuse of the Delhi Victim Compensation Scheme and issued directions to prevent grossly irresponsible use of public funds. Bombay High Court has confirmed the death penalty awarded to five men convicted of killing Sandeep Thanwar, Rahul Kandare and Sachin Garu in 2013. One of the accused, namely Ashok Navgire, was acquitted by the court due to lack of evidence. Parliament has passed a bill which seeks to merge two union territories, Daman and Diu, and Dadra and Nagar Haveli into one unit. The Rajya Sabha passed the Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, Merger of Union Territories, Bill, 2019 through voice vote. Lok Sabha has already passed this bill on the 27th of November. The merged union territory will be named Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Delhi has ruled that in earlier assessment years as well as in subsequent assessment years, a particular net profit rate has been applied which can be applied by the revenue. Application of net profit rate of 12% by the authorities is excessive and unreasonable. Securities Appellate Tribunal has asked the Securities and Exchange Board of India to hear a Bajaj Finance's plea against the capital market regulator, which had asked depositories to return the majority of client shares pledged by Kavi Stockbroking with its lenders. SAT has restrained National Securities Depository Limited from transferring the balance of the pledged shares back to Kavi's clients.